This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hezbollah's been pounding northern Israel with more than 100 rockets today, a day after it vowed to retaliate against Israel for a massive bombing attack. Hezbollah said the rockets were in retaliation for Israeli strikes on villages and homes in southern Lebanon. Donald Trump spoke to the Israeli-American Council in Washington yesterday, and a group of Jewish donors, too, about what will happen if he is reelected in November.
I'm here today to tell the Jewish-American community that this ugly tide of anti-Semitic, pro-Hamas bigotry and hate will be turned back and crushed starting at noon on January 20th, 2025.
Kamala Harris was talking with Oprah last night, who asked the vice president how she felt when President Biden dropped out of the race and she became the Democratic presidential nominee.
I felt a sense of responsibility, to be honest with you. And with that comes a sense of purpose.
Do you know what today is?
Today is the beginning of in-person voting for the 2024 U.S. presidential election in Virginia, South Dakota, and Minnesota, the home of Democratic vice presidential candidate Governor Tim Walz. About a dozen states will have had early in-person voting by mid-October. Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon says he wants to see high turnout and low drama, but he warns voters that post office delays this election season could mean some votes not being counted. So he says voters should allow at least a week for their ballots to be delivered.
In Minnesota and many other states, there's a clear deadline, and the difference of even one day delay can mean the difference between a vote counting and not counting. So the stakes are high.
I'm Donna Warder.
An Alaska man accused of threatening to kill six Supreme Court justices has been indicted on federal charges. He's 76 years old and has been released with conditions. This is AP News. President Biden's son Hunter has had his sentencing date on firearms charges delayed.
Hunter Biden will be sentenced on federal firearms charges December 4th. The judge has agreed to a delay requested by Biden's lawyers, who say they need more time to prepare. Biden was scheduled to be sentenced November 13th. In June, President Biden's son was convicted in Delaware federal court of three felonies for purchasing a gun in 2018, when prosecutors say he lied on a federal form by claiming he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. The gun charges are punishable by up to 25 years in prison, but it's possible Hunter Biden will likely face far less time behind bars or possibly avoid prison time entirely. I'm Mike Hempen.
Human remains have been found inside an SUV that hit a valve on a pipeline in the Houston area, igniting a fire that burned for 4 days. I'm Rita Foley.